History has painted Anton Bruckner as a simple man who gave the world complex and innovative symphonies. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Bruckner's Eighth, which premiered in Vienna in December of 1892.
Bruckner was in his 60s when he wrote his monumental Eighth Symphony, informed by Bach, Beethoven, Wagner, and Bruckner's own earlier works.
The architecture is so long and vast, but it's so well controlled.
Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
It's the most perfect creation, I think, of Bruckner.
A teacher and a devout Catholic, Bruckner was also a renowned organist. His Eighth Symphony is scored for a large orchestra with 15 brass instruments, including 8 horns, 4 of which double on Wagner tubas.
The brass often functions as an organ to simulate the organ, which of course goes with Bruckner's whole incredibly deeply religious aspect.
Philadelphia Orchestra principal horn, Jennifer Montone.
You have the spiritual round and noble quality, which of course the brass is often doing, and then there's these very human moments of emotion that sort of pierce through the center.
Yannick likens the Eighth Symphony to entering a vast church or a majestic canyon.
Except that the space and time are different. It's not about the micro event, it's about the grand line. And just breathe in, breathe out, and feel the connection of that music to really the harmony of the universe.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.